All right, I want to start with some criticism. You know, the president has been sharply addressing what he sees as NATO's failures in this current situation. Here's what he said in the Oval Office earlier this week.
I think NATO's making a very foolish mistake. And I've long said that, you know, I wonder whether or not NATO would ever be there for us. So this was a great test because we don't need them, but they should have been there.
Have you talked with the president? I know that you guys have had a good relationship.
Yes, we have, and we talked several times this week. But before I get there, let me just say at the top of our interview that my thoughts and prayers are obviously with the men and women in uniform who are at this moment fighting to make the world more secure and implement the president's vision of making sure that Iran will not get its hand on a nuclear facility, a nuclear capability, and a ballistic missile capability.